Homeward Bound, July 7, Stewards of God's Grace. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. Romans 12, verse 6. Our Lord designed that His church should reflect to the world the fullness and sufficiency that we find in Him. We are constantly receiving of God's bounty, and by imparting of the same, we are to represent to the world the love and beneficence of Christ. While all heaven is astir, dispatching messengers to all parts of the earth to carry forward the work of redemption, the Church of the Living God are also to be co-laborers with Jesus Christ. We are members of His mystical body. He is the head, controlling all the members of the body. Jesus Himself, in His infinite mercy, is working on human hearts, effecting spiritual transformations so amazing that angels look on with astonishment and joy. The same unselfish love that characterizes the Master is seen in the character and life of His true followers. Christ expects that we will become partakers of His divine nature while in this world, thus not only reflecting His glory to the praise of God, but illuminating the darkness of earth with the radiance of heaven. Thus will be fulfilled the words of Christ, "Ye are the light of the world." We are laborers together with God, stewards of the manifold grace of God. The knowledge of God's grace, the truths of His word, and temporal gifts as well, time and means, talent and influence, are all a trust from God to be employed to His glory and for the salvation of others. Wherever there is an impulse of love and sympathy, wherever the heart reaches out to uplift and bless others, there is revealed the working of God's Holy Spirit. In the depths of heathenism, those who have no knowledge of the written law of God, who have never even heard the name of Christ, have been kind to His servants, protecting them at the risk of their own lives. Their acts show the working of a divine power. The Holy Spirit has implanted the grace of Christ in the heart of the savages, quickening their sympathies contrary to their nature, contrary to their education. The light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world is shining in their souls, and this light, if heeded, will guide their feet to the kingdom of God. Review and Herald, December 24, 1908.